Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, May 30th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we're going to talk about movies and toys, as always. Last week at the box office, X-Men Days of Future Past rocketed to number 1 with $90.8 million. Godzilla was number 2 with $30.9 million. Blended was number 3 with $14.3 million. Neighbors, number 4, $14.0 million. And The Amazing Spider-Man 2 rounded out the top 5 with $7.8 million, continuing Marvel's almost complete and total dominance of the box office this late spring. New this week, Maleficent, or Maleficent. A Million Ways to Die in the West. Filth, and others in limited release. Maleficent is apparently doing really well in Europe, destroying various records, so at worst it'll probably do very okay here. Wouldn't be shocked if it were number one or a strong number two. In the news, Hulu is contemplating bringing back Community for 13 episodes, so says Deadline and Vulture. Why? Instacred! X-Men Apocalypse, the 2016 one, will take place in the 1980s and focus mostly on the first class group of actors. Some original cast members will be involved as well, so says Simon Kinberg, but who? Heck if I know. Wolverine, probably. James Cameron is doing a Cirque du Soleil show for Avatar. That's about right. Charlie Cox will be Daredevil in Netflix's new series about The Man Without Fear. 13 episodes are on order. My Big Fat Greek Wedding is getting a sequel. My Big Fat Greek Divorce? Reading Rainbow is on Kickstarter and smashed its goal. $1 million was reached in a day, and it just passed $2.7 million as of when I record this. So there you go. It's a new web platform, and it looks like you're going to be able to get some neat books and stuff if you donate. It will also have funding to bring some stuff back to the classrooms, like new episodes of the TV show, so that ought to be really neat for kids. Wonder Years is coming to DVD. A bunch of reunited staff photos are making the rounds on social media. I assume this means the music rights got cleared, and we'll probably hear some commentary tracks. On sale at Entertainment Earth. T-shirts! Shirt happens. Buy 3 t-shirts from Ripple Junction, get a 4th free. Check our site for details and hurry, because this sale ends really soon and covers lots and lots of great styles. In toy news, Transformers Generations Tailgate and Scrapnel are shipping now, and we have some in stock. Order yours or be sorry you missed them. New pre-orders include 3 Zeros Game of Thrones Tyrion Lannister 1/6 scale action figure, the Marvel Legends X-Men 6-inch action figure case, the previews exclusive with Build Your Own Jubilee, the Simon Swipe game, it's like the original 1980s Simon game, but instead of just pushing the buttons, you can swipe your finger and there's new patterns. It's actually quite neat. And also, oh, we got a warehouse find up on our website, the Star Wars Return of the Jedi mini movie poster sculpture. If you remember Code 3 a few years ago, they made these really nice, intricate, amazing die-cast metal Star Wars vehicles, but after they did some of those, they said, we gotta do something else. So they had these 3D poster sculptures. They're resin. It's like the same material as a mini bust or a statue, but it's got a flat back, and it looks like a relief. It's the parts of the poster come out in 3 dimensions. You can see them on our website, and you should. There aren't many of these around in circulation, certainly not at this price, so if you think this is something unique that might interest you, check them out. Other ones are available on the secondary market, but if you want one at primary market price, get one of these. That's all I got. Check us out next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. We will be here next week, most likely. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't. But hey, if we're not, you can check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth. Check us out on Facebook, Google+, and elsewhere. See you guys next time.